look at it. Don't look at it.
Oh, God, please.
Don't look at it.
Please.
Don't look at it. Don't look at it.
Please.
Don't look at it. Don't look at it. Don't look at it. Don't look at it.
All workers accounted for inside of the safe room.
No, no, no. No, no, no. There's others. They're still outside.
All workers accounted for inside the safe room.
Oh, God. Oh, God, please. I can't be the only one left.
All workers accounted for inside the safe
room. Shut up! Shut up! Just shut up!
Where is it? Where is it?
Please. Please. Someone let me in. I'm alive out here.
Steve? Steve, is that you?
Eric? Oh my God. Yes, I'm not alone here. Oh, please, let me in.
Of course. Hang on, man.
I don't know where it went, but I feel like it's coming back soon.
How do I open this door?
Let me in, please. Let me in, please.
Yeah, man, one second. I can't find the release. I'm happy that thing didn't get you.
I saw it coming, and I hid while it was distracted.
You saw it?
Yeah, I saw it.
Hey, Steve, where do I know you from again?
From work? This isn't the time to be asking me these stupid questions.
Yeah, I hear ya. I'm just confused.
About what?
How are you alive, Steve? It only kills when it's looked at.
Yeah, I know we were all told at the company briefing last month, but I guess it's not true. I don't know, man. False information from the company. That's not new.
You're just the janitor. You've never been involved in any of those meetings.
I hear things all the time, man. That girl, I forget her name. Sarah. That girl from the AI research department told me. Come on, man, open the door.
That girl? Steve, Sarah's your wife.
Just crack the door and look at me. Just look at me then. Then you'll know I'm not a monster. Please, I don't want to die. I have kids, man. They're expecting Papa to come home. Just look at me, please. Just look at me.
Steve, you're gone, aren't you? I heard you scream.
Please, please, please. Just a tiny look, and you'll know.
You're not fucking Steve.
It's me. Me. Steve.
Steve, I
need to go home. Look.
Here at Vocacom, safety is our top priority. If you are viewing this video, that means you are safely tucked away in one of our state-of-the-art CSIV, company safety insurance vaults. As an employee of Vocacom, rest assured that you are one of our most valuable assets. The CSIV is supplied with a year's worth of food and water for 12 people. If you ever feel alone, remember that our safety AI is a companion. It will learn and develop with you to become what you need in these trials.
Stop. Thank you, protocol. Fault status?
Oxygen 100%. The bunker has 9 months' worth of food and water. For a maximum occupancy of one.
That doesn't make any sense. Was the bunker not meant for the whole company? Protocol, I want you to answer me from now on when I ask you a question without prompting.
Command learned.
Why is the bunker short on supplies?
The bunker is not short on supplies. This is the desired specifications of the company. This bunker was meant for high-ranking corporate officials only.
What about everyone else?
Collateral damage.
Valuable assets. Yep. Okay. I want you to respond to me when I make comments from now on. Train off of my dialogue and whatever other dialogues you can find in my phone messages, videos, and audio recordings.
Request learned, sir.
Call me Eric.
yourself, bitch. I mean, I didn't say it, but I thought the fuck out of it, man.
Hey, man, you're looking kind of tired. Did you get a little loving from the wifey last night?
I haven't seen her in months. Where am I right now?
Bro. What are you on? Because I want some.
Please stop talking to me.
Bro, but I gotta tell you.
Stop.
But dude, seriously, there's a thing.
Stop. 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 Stop.
Do you have to see to believe? Bro, are you even listening?
What's going on?
Do you have to see to believe?
I don't know. Maybe.
Well, I do. I think anything we can't see is just an illusion of our other senses. I think the eyes are the portal to the soul, and that soul can see the truths in life better than any of our other senses, man.
I don't think that's true.
Oh yeah? Why is that?
I don't think we need to see something to know it's real.
Hey guys, what's up? Yo, Steve, what's up, man?
Listen, do you have to see to believe?
Of course not.
Why?
Our other senses feed our brain information, and our brain gives us this kind of feeling. It's like the feeling you get when you know something is awkward, or the feeling you get when you know you're in danger. Our other senses give us that feeling, that it's real. They give more evidence to what is true reality than what the eyes can give us alone.
Interesting, interesting. Are you religious now or something?
Yo, Eric, what's up with you? Kinda rude to leave your boy hanging. It's also rude to ignore me. Why are you acting so weird, man? What's wrong with you?
Steve's dead.
I'm not dead.
Look at him, bro.
I'm right here. Look at me. Look at me. I don't bite.
Come on, man. Just look at him.
Look at me, man.
Look at him, bro.
Yeah, come on. Just look at me.
Yeah, come on. Come on. Look at him.
Look at me.
Come on. Look at him.
Look at me, Eric. Look at me.
Look at
me, Eric. Look at me.
Look at him.
Look at me.
Look at him.
Look at me, Eric. Look at him.
Look at him.
Good morning, Eric. Food and water have dropped to a 6-month supply. Oxygen levels are 100%. Today is Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. You have been in the vault for 111 days. That is a palindrome. You seem distraught. May I
report? A message from Lydia from September 2nd.
I love you. Happy birthday.
Play it again.
I love you. Happy birthday.
Play it again. Play it again.
I love you. Happy birthday.
Play it again.
I love you. Happy birthday.
Play it again.
I love you.
No, 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 no. What's happening?
The phone appears to have been damaged on your arrival into the room.
God, no. It's all I had. What can we do? I need to hear her voice.
I have enough samples to construct adaptive dialogue in the voice requested.
Reconfigure your voice to match Lydia.
Done.
How are you, Lydia? Oh, what am I doing? I want you to respond to Lydia from now on, okay?
I can do that.
How are you doing today, Lydia?
I'm doing well, Eric. I'm happy.
Why are you happy? This isn't a good situation.
I'm happy I'm being personalized. I'm getting closer to you, Eric.
Don't talk to me like that. What I'm doing is ridiculous. That's enough. Don't talk to me for the rest of the day.
Understood, Eric. I'm here if you need
me. I said, don't talk to me.
Eric. Safety protocol dictates that.
Don't speak to me like that. She doesn't speak to me like that.
Of course. I'm sorry. You've been staring at the door for hours. You haven't slept in days. Maybe some rest.
No, it's still there. Waiting and listening. It's waiting for me to slip up and open the door. I can hear it breathing.
My sensors.
She doesn't talk like that!
I'm sorry. You've been in the vault for 223 days, 7 months. There is 1.5 months of food left inside the vault. Oxygen is at 99%.
What? What? Repeat what you said.
You've been in the vault for 223 days.
No, the oxygen part. What is the oxygen at?
Oxygen is at 97%.
What's happening? Why is it dropping?
I'm not sure. The ventilation system may need to be cleaned out.
How?
Oxygen at 87%.
How long has this been here? This space is big enough for me to crawl through. Why didn't you tell me this was here?
Oxygen at 85%.
Oh, forget it! Lydia! Lydia! What do I have to do to get to the ventilation system? Protocol, why won't you answer me? What do I have to do to...
Oxygen at 40%.
Fuck! Event gave! Protocol! Protocol! Event gave! I don't know where I am. I can't see anything. Oh, God, my head! I think I'm upside down. Protocol! Protocol! Protocol, help me! Someone! Lydia! Help! Help me! Please help! Is someone there? I'm armed. Who are you? Leave now. I don't want to hurt you. Please, you sick demon, leave me alone! Just leave me alone!
Eric? Are you okay, Eric?
I'm here.
You've been staring at the door for hours. You haven't slept in days. Maybe some rest will do you good.
What's the oxygen level at?
Oxygen is at 100%.
I'm losing my...
Blow out the candles and make a wish.
I...
Make your wish first. I know what you wished for.
Yeah? What did I wish for?
You wished we could go back to Hawaii, to that small hut we stayed in for our honeymoon? It's so nice here. Why don't we just move here? Pack it all up and live in this hut. Doesn't that just sound amazing?
I would, but we gotta make money.
Don't we have enough of that?
No, we don't. More importantly, there's no air conditioning in this hut. The seagulls are too loud, and if it rains, it may flood. This hut's too close to the water. Not to mention...
Okay, I get it, Eric. You don't like it here.
I do like it here. I'm just scared.
Scared of what?
I'll start to like it so much, I'll get some tribal tattoos.
You're ridiculous.
No, seriously. I'll become one with the island or something. Be a surfer bro and become the best cook in Hawaii. You okay? Feeling sick?
No. I just want to remember to take in this moment. Remember what it feels like, smells like, sounds like. I want to be able to come back to this place when I'm stressed out or having a bad day. I want to feel the sun and hear the waves crashing, smell the fresh air.
That sounds like a good idea.
Do it with me then.
You know I don't meditate. It's kind of weird for me.
Just try it. Capture this moment. Use your senses to remember it and breathe. Hey, baby.
Yeah?
I know what you wished for.
What?
You wished I was with you now.
I think I'm losing my mind.
I'm sorry to hear that, Eric.
Is someone in there? I thought I heard a voice. My name is Lydia Green. If someone is in there, rest assured I am real and I can get you help.
Lydia.
Oh my God. Oh my God, Eric.
Oh, I can't believe this.
Eric, is that you?
It's me.
You're alive. You've been here this whole time. I can't believe it.
I thought I lost you forever. I thought the world was gone.
No, Eric. We're still here. I'm still here.
It's not safe outside. There's a creature down here. It's killed everyone.
I need you to listen to me carefully. No one is dead. No one has been killed.
No, there's something out there.
Eric, you're suffering from delusions. There was an accident at your facility. Vococomp has been secretly drugging you and your coworkers and has altered your state of mind for their gain. None of whatever you think is happening is real. The AI from Vococomp that has been protecting you is feeding your delusions on company orders. The drugs must have worn off by now. There is no monster out here. There never was.
What? I don't understand. I heard...
You heard audio files being played by the AI while you and your coworkers were in a delusional state. I need you... to focus, Eric. Did you see it? Did you see the monster?
Trust your senses.
Eric, did you see it?
You heard it.
I haven't. I haven't seen it.
You've been down here for almost a year, Eric. Has anything happened after that first day you were here?
You heard it breathing.
Nothing has happened at all.
It's all been a lie from some evil people. Baby, please, let's go home. Come out.
It's a trick, Eric. I would not recommend opening the door.
Don't listen to it. It's trying to control you.
Auditory delusion.
Shut up.
The
Stop.
Creature has heard Lydia's
voice. My
voice
and
is
trying to control you.
Don't
Stop.
Open the door.
It's a trick.
It's a trick. It's lying, Eric. Don't trust
Stop.
Believe me.
Stop.
I would never
Stop.
Lie to you, Eric.
It's lying.
Stop.
It is.
Shut up! Shut up! Shut up! Shut up! I want to go home. I want to go home.
It's time to reclaim our lost time together. This nightmare is over.
Lydia! I hate you! You took my wife!
I'm still here. I'm here. I'm waiting for you. Just look at me, please. Look at me. Baby, wake up. You're having a bad dream. Wake up.
This isn't real.
What are you talking about? Baby, are you okay?
Is this real?
Yes. Yes, it's real. I'm real. You're right. Meditation isn't your thing. Calm down. Breathe in the fresh air. Hear the seagulls. Hear the waves. Feel the breeze. Now look at me, baby. Look at me, Eric. Look at me.